And there he goes. Ah. Well, this has turned into quite the trip, hasn't it? I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. I suppose it is pretty exciting. Never a dull moment with us around. But now that Deku's gone, I wanted to ask you some questions of my own. If that's all right with you, I mean. Okay. What made you decide to be a hero? It is a lot of work, and you give up a lot of your free time. This isn't just something that anyone can do. So what's in it for you? Besides the big paycheck. Well, sure. Everyone does it because they want to help people. I mean, people that aren't heroes also want to help people, too. But I'm pretty sure there's more to the story than that. Okay. Couldn't save someone. That wasn't exactly what I thought you were going to say. No, it's fine, I totally get it. Not being able to save someone you care about would make anyone feel that way. You feel useless and weak. Trust me, I've been there. And it made you want to step up and do something. It definitely sounds like that's what pushed you to this. So that if it happens again, you'll be ready. That's really admirable of you, actually. It's nothing. I just thought maybe it was for something more selfish than that. That is how it is for a lot of heroes. They just want the fortune and the fame. And they got lucky and had the skills to go with it, so they jumped on the hero train. But you're not like most of us. I mean, you know me, Katsuki, and Deku have our own reasons for doing this. And being a big fan of ours, I'm pretty sure you already know why. But it's definitely interesting to find someone else that's more like us. That really just wants to protect people, their friends and family, neighbors and co-workers, even just random people that they don't know. And on top of all of that, to go through something as dramatic as what you went through, and to still fight for this type of a job, that takes a lot of guts. I'm proud of you for stepping up and following your dream. It really is incredible. What's the matter? Are you getting too hot? You can always get out if you need to cool down. Your face just got a little red. Here. Are you running a fever? Let me check your forehead. Well, you feel fine. Are you sure you're all right? It's just what? No one's ever given you a compliment like that. I apologize. I didn't mean to fluster you. I just thought you deserved to know how appreciated you actually are. And how amazing. You went through something terrible and came out stronger in the end. It's very, very impressive. In fact, I'd like to invite you to work directly under me. You see, my team are like the first responders. We go in to assess situations and A lot of the times what we do is more dangerous. But you seem like you're up for it. Don't worry. I can talk to Mr. Aizawa. I'm sure he'd let you. And I really don't think Katsuki or Deku would mind at all. We could use the extra pair of hands. And with your skills, you'd be perfect for the job. It's all right. You don't have to decide right now. For all we know, we might be here for a couple more days, so that gives you some time to think. But if it's too much, don't worry. My feelings won't be hurt if you say no. Why are we still here? That's a good question. Well, true. You're not wrong. I could have easily moved to the debris. And Katsuki could have easily blown it to pieces. Or we could have just all somehow flown over it by helping each other out with our quirks. But what's the fun in that? I think we all kind of like being here, and none of us really wanted to leave, so when we had an excuse to stay, of course we all jumped at the chance. Even Bakugo, even though he'll never admit it. And yeah, I'm pretty sure there is something going on with him at home. But don't worry, he'll open up about it when he's ready. That's just the kind of guy he is. He likes to shoulder everything on his own, even though we're so close. We're all here to help him out, he knows that. He just doesn't want to burden us with his problems. Hey. It's nothing for you to get upset about. I'm sure he's fine. I've got an idea. How about when he comes back? I can always head out and give you a chance to talk to him alone. Maybe you can get something out of him. I know that sounds a little sneaky and underhanded, but maybe he will talk to you. What do you say? Do you want to give it a try? All right. Sounds good. Well, well. Speak of the devil and he shall appear.
What was that? Are you talking about me, Icy Heart? Sorry, you guys. That phone call took a little bit longer than I expected.
Oh? Is everything all right?
Yeah, it's fine. It's no big deal, really. Don't worry about it. But anyway, I'm just ready to get back in the hot springs and relax. I could use it after that phone call.
Was it really that stressful of a call? Why don't you tell us about it?
I already told you. It's none of your business. Jeez, Todoroki. Why are you being so nosy?
No reason. I just wanted you to know that we're here for you. If you need anything.
Yeah. I mean, I know that. Whatever. Wait. Where's Deku?
He went looking for you. And to check on everyone else.
Of course he did. Damn goody two-shoes. I guess I should go get him.
Katsuki, wait. Let me do it. You just relax and take a breath. I'm pretty sure I know where he went.
Okay, I guess if you really want to. Not gonna argue with you about it.
Okay, cool. I'll be back. You two try to get along, all right? That means you, Katsuki.
Yeah. I'll be nice. It's not like I was trying to be rude on purpose or anything. It's just how I am. You guys need to just cut me some slack, you know?
Hey, easy. You know I was just messing with you.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys in a little bit. Don't have too much fun.
We won't. Jeez, what's his problem? It's not like him to be so nosy. Typically, when I tell him not to worry about it, he doesn't think twice. And what about you? What the hell are you staring at? Nothing, huh? Whatever.
Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for your support. If you enjoyed this video, feel free to like and subscribe for more. Also, don't forget to leave a comment down below. I really enjoy reading your feedback. And if you'd like to support the channel, please join my Patreon. You'll get early access to ASMRs, poll votes, daily updates, and of course, exclusive spicy content made just for you. And much, much more. My Discord link is also in the description down below, if you'd like to chat with me. I'd love to get to know you better. And as always, this is Akihiko Kai. See you next time.